Today's No Sweat News brought to you by Total Wine and More. You may need a cocktail after you hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, a Five Finger Death Punch tickets on the No Sweat News quiz. So let's get to it. Not everything has to be pumpkin spice, right?
No, I mean, it is pumpkin season, though.
I like my pumpkin pie to be pumpkin spice.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie so much.
I guess I'm okay with the latte, the coffee drink, but now...
Not really. I don't like any of that. I do love the pumpkin pie, though.
Coming back for the second year in a row, Cup Noodles has decided that pumpkin spice ramen noodles, instant ramen noodles, is going to come back.
Oh, that's a nice way to nauseate me in the morning.
Right?
Thank you. It's 7:28 a.m. And at 7:29, I'll be vomiting.
According to their press release, the states that were most obsessed with pumpkin spice ramen last year, the first year of release, were Texas, Alabama, Georgia, and Vermont. Now, listen, I get Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. I understand that. But Vermont, come on, man. I have higher expectations for you.
What? The pumpkin
spice ramen noodles will be only available in Walmart.
I am old school. I am an old school food traditionalist, I have realized.
No,
I don't like
spice
mashups. No, I just don't like.
No, yeah. You don't like your dessert mashup and your.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like when they get creative and they think they everything needs changed. We like our noodles.
Like
that
noodles,
tastes like noodles. You know what I mean?
Pumpkin spice noodles.
That's just the way it is. But that's across the board.
No, I support you on that.
And it's like you keep seeing these weird things where someone's like, I'm going to add chocolate to a cheeseburger or something. It's like, I don't need that. No, you don't. You don't need a chocolate to a cheeseburger.
Well, what about a cheeseburger served on a donut, a glazed donut?
No, see, I don't like any of these gimmicks.
I had that once.
Give me my foods in specific categories.
I had that once. My blood sugar jumped out of my body and said, stop doing this to me, but... Well,
my food groups are things in buns right. And pastries.
And desserts.
Those are my two food groups.
Well, if you want to get the cup noodles ramen that tastes like pumpkin spice, get your head examined.
Fine.
But find it in Walmart. Dateline Nebraska for story number two. There is a possible new world record set for latest returned library book by the person who originally took the book out.
Tropic of Cancer?
No, it's not Mr. Bookman. Seinfeld.
Did George Costanza have that book out for like 30 years?
Charlie Adams just returned a book that he took out from the Lincoln City Library 14,000 days after he borrowed it. It was due back August 29th, 1983.
God damn it, Charlie.
14,153 days late exactly.
Charlie. You know how many people you deprived of renting that book, of reading that beautiful book?
The book was...
What book was it?
John Barth's romance mystery novel called Sabbatical, A Romance.
Oh, it sounds like the worst book ever. Yeah. That's the book? I thought it was going to be a Stephen King or something good.
No, nothing like... The late fee was... Ready for this? He had the book. He returned it 14,000 days late.
Yeah.
The late fee, $58.
Wait. That's it?
That's it.
I tell you what, the guy who invented the Dewey Decimal System didn't help himself. He should have invented a tax system, for Christ's sakes.
$58.
Instead of a stupid category thing.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, the world record for latest return book in the history of libraries is over 200 years. Obviously, that was not returned by the person who originally borrowed it.
Now, can I tell you that I knew that at one point our elementary school library was closing? I got inside word about that. So
I stole a bunch of books.
Several books.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And they were all about mysteries. Like mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle.
Nice.
Mysteries of Sasquatch.
Well, yeah, Nancy Drew action.
Maybe that hasn't really evolved. Right. Yeah, I did this when I was 13.
Right.
And mysteries of the UFOs or something.
Here's Florida for our final story of the day. Capital of the No Sweat News, as you know. More prostitution stings in the FLA.
Excuse me?
Last week, it was a newly married man on his honeymoon got caught up in a prostitution swing.
It was naughty. That's the, if you're doing that on the honeymoon, just go for a very quick, rapid annulment.
Maybe this is worse. This week, it's a police deputy chief.
Oh.
From Georgia. Deputy Police Chief Jason DePrima from Charlottesville, Georgia, was in Orlando to attend a polygraph convention. a convention about lie detectors.
Polygraph convention.
After the second day of the convention, he looked up a hooker ad online, and when he showed up with $180 and a, quote, 8-pack of White Claw, he was cuffed because the hooker was an undercover.
You stupid idiot. You're in the goddamn convention for a polygraph slash law enforcement thing.
Yep.
And you're getting hookers with White Claw?
White Claw. She wanted some White Claw because, you know, that's how you roll. You can't just bring the 180.
Sir, never go to another convention again.
Orlando.
You just don't know how to behave.
Orlando is the happiest place on earth from what I hear.
Not anymore. If you go outside of Disney in Orlando, you go 3 miles outside of Disney. It's no longer the happiest place on earth.
It certainly ain't for Police Deputy Chief Jason DePrima.
Not for Jason.
No Sweat News tomorrow. We do the quiz for Five Finger Death Punch tickets. You know how it works. I read 4 stories on the air. 3 were actually part of our No Sweat News feature. 1 I'm going to make up today at about 4:20. If you spot the phony story, you get to got a great shot at winning tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.